Hello, everybody. It's me, your old buddy John here. And tonight I saw that commercial again about Jane Lynch from Glee talking about you shouldn't say the word retard. And it got me to thinking. You can't prevent people from saying words. You can react badly to it. I don't like people saying the N-word, obviously. And generally, I don't use ethnic slurs. But retard is one of those words I use for people who do have mental capability, full mental capabilities, but fail to use them. I don't use the word retard on mentally handicapped people. They can't help the way they are. I don't really consider them to be retarded. They can't help the way they are. But when it comes to people who have full mental faculties that should know better, such as, I don't know, Representative Anthony Weiner, now former Representative Anthony Weiner of New York, he is a retard. Because he couldn't keep it in his pants. Literally. You know, but to basically say, well, if you use the word retard, you're slurring all mentally handicapped people. That's not the case. You know, and when you get to this territory where you can't use words, you know, what happened to the old sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me? Shouldn't we get back to that? Words have power when you give them power. If you give power, if you have a word that you don't want to hear anymore, and you say it should be banned, basically what you're saying is, it's an open invitation for every bigot to basically use that word. I don't use retard that often, frankly. And all the times I use it, pretty much it's somebody that has full mental faculties. It's just they don't use them properly, in my opinion. Now, what about this campaign? Are we going to basically fine people for using words we don't like for them to use? That goes against the First Amendment. You know, are we going to boycott people that use words we don't like for them to use? You know, it's just so stupid. Now, I don't like it when people use the N-word, but I'm not going to say here and now that people that use it should be thrown in jail. And frankly, there are times when it should be used. Like if you're writing a book about, say, the 1950s and you're in Alabama or something like that, where saying the N-word is pretty much a descriptive. You know, even the most progressive of people back in, say, the 20s and 30s said the N-word. But, you know, when you give a word power, those people filled with hate will use the word because they know they've got the right to use it. It's when Julian Bond of the NAACP quote-unquote buried the N-word. All he did was encourage racists to use it some more. Hey, 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 look at that N-word burying the N-word. So, hang on a second. Okay, in conclusion, you shouldn't really call a mentally handicapped person the retard because that's insulting. Use it for people that truly deserve the word, like politicians and members of management who basically act like bureaucrats. Yes, those you can use that on. Other than that, I'd refrain from using it for people that are mentally handicapped because they can't help it being the way they are. Use it for people that can help being the way they are. They just don't choose to do that. Bye!